Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today on this Friday in Ordinary Time, Proper 6 in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. Go to benwarmusic.com/prayer request, or there's a link in the description. We've kicked off a giving campaign for the summer here at Morning Prayer. We're raising $3,000 over the next month. I invite you to give. You can find out all about the details, what it's going toward, what you are sowing towards. There's a link in the description. Thank you for partnering with us. I need you, Lord, more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. I drink you living water. More than the very life in me. I need you, Lord, more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. I drink your living water. I need you, Lord, more than the very life in me. And only you can satisfy the water left me dry. And now I'm looking in your eyes. Jesus, fill me and heal my broken heart. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. And only you can satisfy all of the water left me dry. And now I'm looking in your eyes. Jesus, fill me, heal my broken heart. I need you, Lord, more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. Drink your living water. I need you, Lord, more than the very life in me. I need you, Lord. Psalm 88. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night, I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and have been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. But I cry to you for help. I cry to you for help, Jesus. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson today is Acts 2:37-47. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Friday in ordinary time, proper six. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in your steadfast faith and love, that through your grace we may proclaim your truth with boldness and minister your justice with compassion. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play, pray specifically with boldness for those in your life. Say their name. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus. He loves you. Pray for our families, our immediate family, our extended family, whoever it is. Lift them up before Jesus. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, our enemies, bless those who curse us. Say their names now. Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit this weekend. Walk, listen for His voice, look for Jesus. You will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart. Amen and amen. Let's pray together again next week. Thank you for giving in this campaign this summer. Amen and amen.